Now to the ongoing debate over immigration in this country, specifically the H-1B visa. These are the visas that tech companies use to hire foreign workers. And here's the thing with these. On the one side, you've got the companies that insist there's a talent shortage, so they need to hire abroad. But on the other side, some Americans insist they're losing jobs to H-1B workers. Reporter Asma Khalid from WBUR in Boston looked into this, and she said how you think about H-1B visas depends on who you talk to and where you live.
There's a neighborhood in Cambridge, Massachusetts, known as Kendall Square. It's thought to be one of the most innovative hubs in the country, home to tech companies, biotech firms, and big pharma. And that's where I meet Shoaib Mogul. He takes off his giant noise-canceling headphones as we pop into a cafe.
I'm from India originally. I came here in 2010.
When Mogul was a kid back in India, he got addicted to computers.
I always liked the idea of developing games. I like developing websites.
So Mogul came to Boston for a master's in computer science. And when he graduated, he was in demand.
At a point in a week, I was giving like 20 interviews.
20 interviews. Within 2 weeks, Mogul had 3 job offers. He now works as a software engineer, making over 6 figures.
Most of the companies, they struggle having good talent, especially on this coast, because people tend to move to California.
And so they hire foreigners. Mogul told me he can easily think of over 100 friends on H-1B visas hired by local companies. He says this debate isn't about immigration. It's about the job market. And that's the same argument you hear from high-tech CEOs.
There's always been a shortage in the full history of the company's existence. It's always been hard to find talented programmers and to hire engineers.
That's Jack Little, the co-founder and president of MathWorks, a computing software company near Boston. And a disclosure, MathWorks is a sponsor of some NPR programming. In Massachusetts, MathWorks is near the top of the list when it comes to companies pursuing H-1B workers. But nationally, some of the biggest beneficiaries are not high-tech firms. They're outsourcing companies. They essentially hire entry-level IT workers and import them from India to do the jobs Americans are already doing, but purportedly for a cheaper price.
I had never heard of the H-1B program.
I meet Craig D'Angelo at his home in New Britain, Connecticut, an old industrial city. D'Angelo is a straight talker, a slim guy with whitish hair.
I worked for Northeast Utilities for 11 years, 11 great years.
Northeast Utilities is now Eversource, an electric and gas company. D'Angelo used to bring in $130,000 a year working in the IT department. But in 2014, he was let go, replaced by someone from Infosys. That's one of those Indian outsourcing companies. Infosys declined a comment for this story, but D'Angelo says he had to train his replacement or risk losing his severance.
The individual that came over from India, he would shadow me for the day, and I would show him what I was doing. He sat next to me the whole time. He had a chair in my cubicle.
In total, nearly 200 IT workers lost their jobs at the company. D'Angelo found a new IT gig, making less money, but he considers himself lucky. He sits near the fireplace in his living room and sips a glass of wine as he tells me some of his friends weren't so lucky.
One of my coworkers is working at a supermarket. Another one of my coworkers was working as a part-time secretary at a church, 3 days a week, making a little more than minimum wage.
D'Angelo says there's no sign of a tech shortage here in Connecticut. He voted for Donald Trump, and he's optimistic the Trump administration will reform the H-1B program, though any major changes would have to come through Congress. But back in Cambridge, it's not optimism. It's apprehension for Shoaib Mogul.
Before coming here, if I knew that, you know, it was a political issue, I wouldn't have dared to, like, you know, apply for it. I mean, it's my career and, you know, I don't want it to be based on fluctuations in a country that I do not belong to.
And ultimately, Mogul says, if he doesn't feel welcome, he'll go back to India. He's not worried about a job because he says if companies cannot find workers in the United States, they'll find them somewhere else. For NPR News, I'm Asma Khalid.